It's that time again.
It's that time again.
It's Bitcoover time.
It is indeed. It's Tuesday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific.
Pacific time.
Specifically Pacific, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
Vancouver's only chiptune. You'll get it one of these years.
One of these years. Yeah, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
We do have breaking news, though. Vancouver FM will be back at the Vancouver Retro Games Expo this year.
Yeah.
Hooray. Hooray. I just have to pay for the table, but I have a table secured. So.
Oh, that's good.
We have been there every year since 2018 that they've held it.
Nice.
Hooray.
Hooray.
We just ransacked the library. We got some cool stuff. Hopefully we can play the final records here, but we do have some CDs.
Yeah, we got CDs. Remember those?
Yeah, right? Compact discs.
Night Waves, Volume 3. Priscilla and Barton McLean. The McLean Mix and Gold... I should just read the printed label. McLean, Golden Age of Electro. Cornelius. What was that? Point. I love Point.
Point is a great one.
Point, left, right, left, point.
Yep.
Various artists.
I like Drop on that one.
Ooh, Robots and Electronic Brains. Bondage Harsh Electronics Compilation. Ooh.
Yeah, we'll save that for second hour. Ooh. After 9 p.m.
And Uncle Philip Warren.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great. We've also got some Barry Truax
Uncle Barry.
The Canadian Electronic Ensemble, a couple of other Barry Truax records. Definitely needing to do a history of chip on Barry Truax, but I need to go to the library because they have some original floppy disks to run some of his programs.
Ooh.
Yeah, super cool from the SFU archives.
Cool.
So, yes, lots of really cool stuff always kicking around here. And, you know, we do what we can kind of thing. So we'll start off with a little bit of Wii music, I think, because we were... Actually, we could do some Halo music, too, but let's start with...
Yeah, we played Halo today.
Wii Shop Channel... A Wii Shop Channel banner music. There we go. While we get everything queued up. And, of course, our theme song by the inimitable Schnoodlebug, who just had a screening of Roach.
Roach.
In Victoria, with my good buddy JP Meldrum over there as well, too.
JP!
Please enjoy this Nintendo Wii music while we get set up. Thanks for joining us here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. We figured it out.
Yeah.
At least to play one of the albums here. From Cambridge Street Records, made in Canada by Imperial Record Corp, Vancouver, BC, Barry Truax, June 1985, are when the liner notes there. Barry Truax, Director of Sonic Research and Associate Professor in both the Department of Communications and Center for the Arts, Southern Peru University. Obviously, that's from the 80s, but sequence of Earlier Heaven, and we got the Bagua here.
Mm.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And we're going to listen to Wave Edge for four computer-synthesized soundtracks. Wave Edge was premiered by Musica Verticale in Rome.
In Roma.
And Solar Ellipse received its premiere at the 1985 International Festival of Electronic Music in Bourges, France. Production. Wave Edge were realized with the composer's PODX system for sound synthesis and composition in the Center for the Arts at Simon Fraser University using the DMX-1000.
Hey, that's where we are right now.
Indeed. Digital signal processor. The synthesis techniques used are of frequency modulation of arbitrary waveforms, a technique developed by John Chowning. Who developed FM synthesis, basically, of Stanford University.
He discovered it. You ever see that interview? He said, I didn't invent it. Yeah, he discovered it.
Yeah. A spatial trajectory program developed by the composer was used to map specific paths for the various layers in binaural stereo. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Wave Edge and Solar Ellipse create a pair of synthesized sound scapes in the manner of my earlier spatial environments, Sonic Landscape No. 3 from 1975 and Androgyny 1978. Each is based on a contrasting type of spatial trajectory and related image. In Wave Edge, the pattern is that of a wave breaking on the shore. The title refers to the crest of the wave, which appears to move along the shore in this piece from right to left. Yet the sound of the water remains fixed in direction. It is with this environmental image that we begin, and with each repetition we are drawn closer into and perhaps under this crest. A new sonic world unfolds, and towards the end we surface to rediscover the waves, now surrounded by darting sound objects in a large reverberant space. In the distance, a foghorn. Please enjoy. On vinyl, Wave Edge from 1983 by local composer Barry Truex.
Uncle Barry!
Really nice. Wave Edge from Barry Truax. Super cool from 1983. And now a little bit more Barry Truax for you. This is Sonic Landscapes number 3 from 1975 from the album Sonic Landscapes, Electronic and Computer Music by Barry Truax, who taught here at SFU. Sonic Landscape number 3 was produced at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, with a Hewlett-Packard 2116 mini computer, nice, and mixed in the Sonic Research Studio in the Department of Communication Studies. All of the sounds were composed and synthesized with the composer's POD5, POD6, and POD7 programs for sound synthesis and composition. Very, very cool stuff. Very, very cool. 1977 revision, a spatial environment with 4 computer synthesized soundtracks and running about 15 minutes long. Please enjoy. You are listening to Vancouver FM, and this is a little bit of Burnaby electronic music.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.